Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it was 1 year ago today, February 24th, 2022, that Russian forces invaded Ukraine. Many predicted the war would be over in a matter of days, that Ukraine would fall very quickly. But that has not been the case. On our newsline, military analyst, retired Army Major Mike Lyons. Mike, good to talk with you. Ukraine seems to have fought the Russian war machine to a draw so far.
They have. They have fought them to a place of where we're now to a war of attrition. What they've done is nothing short of miraculous. Having been attacked by about 180,000 soldiers initially last year around this time, coming from the north and from the east, Russians in large formations were not able to penetrate the Ukraine defenses and forced them into retreat. Now the war is now focused primarily in the south and to the east, and Ukraine continues to hold its ground. Both sides are threatening to go on the offense, but I don't see either side being able to do that. I think both sides are still exhausted as they'll try to revamp for the next few months.
Well, did we underestimate the Ukrainians, overestimate the Russians, maybe a little of both?
I think a little bit of both. I think the Ukrainians had enough to defend those areas in the south and to the east, but the fact that they were able to hold off and protect Kyiv like they did, again, nothing short of miraculous, and I think that goes to the will and of the Ukraine military and the people there. But the Russian military performed terribly. I did not use any combined arms. They thought it was going to be like Desert Storm. They were going to kind of roll in. It'd be over in 3 days. But they didn't use combined air, land and sea assets. They still don't control the airspace today. That's a complete non-starter. If the United States did something like this, we would do that. So from their perspective, they've completely underperformed.
How much of a difference has Western hardware and U.S. dollars made in this conflict?
I mean, frankly, Steve, at this point, it's all the difference in the world. Ukraine likely would not be able to hold out for where it is right now without it. And the fact that more is coming is going to give them an opportunity to, you know, perhaps go on the offense. I think maybe 6 to 9 months that they need a little more manpower. But they're getting a lot of technology. Plus, we're getting intel on where the Russians are. They're really leveling the playing field when it comes to Russia's advantage. So it's been all the difference in the world, no question about it.
Of all the nations in the world, China is floating some peace proposals. What do you think of them getting involved in this?
Well, you know, so deep down, China wants to see the Russian army destroyed like we want to see the Russian army destroyed, but they don't want to see them destroyed too badly. And they also don't want to be on the side of a loser. So China does hold the key. Russia has become an unfortunate for them and a client state of China. And so China does control some things about what Russia's doing. We just have to see. I think it's in Russia's DNA not to stop, though. I think they're going to not pay attention to what China is doing. And again, China will put more influence on them potentially to do this. Again, China does not want to be on the side of a loser.
So, Mike, what is the end game in this war? I mean, if it comes down to attrition, Russia has a lot more people than Ukraine. How is this going to end?
Right. Wars of attrition end when sides start attacking the other side's capability to wage war. Neither side could really do that right now. I think it ends in like a stalemate like we see in North and South Korea. There'll be a DMZ between some new border. The border is this natural Dnepro River that exists there. Likely Crimea is gone, goes to the Russian side in some parts of the east. But there'll be a hard border. It'll be back to the 80s. It'll be the Cold War again. It'll be a DMZ between those two countries. And then Ukraine joins the EU and maybe 5 years joins NATO. But I think you're going to see a really hard DMZ that exists. That's the really only way it will stop.
All right. Good analysis. Military analyst, retired Army Major Mike Lyons. Mike, thank you for talking with us.
Thanks, Steve.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.